Hi there, this is Kim, one of the producers for Buffy Between the Lines. As you've no doubt heard, we are soon holding auditions for season 2. And in order to share with you all of the kinds of things you can look forward to, we thought we would share with you all some of the audition takes we have from some familiar voices from season 1. So sit back, relax, and take a listen to the crazy world of auditions.
Chris O for Javert.
Chris O'Connor is auditioned for Javert, or Javert, whatever. Number one, my plan's still ambitious, but it's also a realistic one. We're going to destroy California. There's going to be hundreds of earthquakes, all resulting with the whole place dropping into the ocean, the Atlantis of the 21st century. Number two, he's a legendary vampire, determined and ruthless. He's somebody I hadn't been expecting to run into out here. We should avoid going up against him at all possible costs. At least until we know why he's here.
Brian Brown for Javert.
Will any of you learn to clean up after yourselves when you've eaten? How am I supposed to lure victims back when the place smells like week-old corpse? Talisman. Due to unforeseen circumstances, I won't be able to get the token you requested. Please accept this summoning talisman as compensation for your inconvenience. It will aid you in your search. Sincerely, your friend, Ethan Rain. I can't read this spell! It's Latin or something!
Paul Mackey for Javert.
This is turning into an evil scavenger hunt. Well, since we've got time to burn, I think I'll see if I can find out anything about our good friend, William the Bloody. I know. It's just, I don't understand how a vampire who slayed not one but two slayers is now working with one, systematically killing his own kind. It makes no sense.
Laura Knott for Terra.
I'm sure of it. They're fine. They're both fine. Maybe they got lost in the woods. Maybe it wasn't supposed to. I mean, those demons showing up at the exact wrong time? Maybe we really were in over our heads, invoking forces we have no right to. Maybe the fate sent down all that destruction on us to stop us. I mean...
Tasha for Terra.
No. I didn't mean to... I'm only telling you this because I know it's not my place, but there's things, thoughts and reactions I had that I couldn't understand or even try to explain to anyone else. Thoughts that made me feel like I was losing it or like I was some kind of horrible person. I know it's different for you because it's always different. But if you ever need... And a monster. Sort of a Sunnydale souvenir, we thought.
Grr. Arg.
Cliss for Terra.
Everyone, before we jump all over her, people do strange things when someone they love dies. When I lost my mother, I did some pretty dumb stuff like lying to my family and staying out all night. I go online sometimes, but everyone's spelling is really bad, and it's depressing. Oh, baby, want me to rub your tummy? She likes it when I stop explaining things.
Brian Brown for DeHoffrin.
Oh, please, don't mind me. Continue with whatever it was you were doing. Oh, breathtaking. It's like somebody slaughtered an Abercrombie & Fitch catalog. Easy now. I'd be gone before you could swing. Isn't that just like a slayer? Solving all her problems by sticking things with sharp objects. I talked to your friend, Miss Rosenberg. She's a firebrand. I have high hopes for her.
Andrew Ball for DeHoffrin.
Hymen, the god of matrimony, his salutations upon you. May the love we celebrate today avoid an almost inevitable decline. Hallie, for Yek's sake, take a day off. We're not here to do vengeance, we're here to mingle. Behold, Dahofrin, Lord of Arash Mahar, he that turns the air to blood and rains. Miss Rosenberg, how lovely to see you again. Have you done something with your hair?
Kim, for Anya.
Yes, sit down. We have some very amusing chicken feet you can play with. Don't you watch television? I thought all children despise effort and enjoy cartoons. Capitalism. A free market dependent on the profitable exchange of goods for currency. A system of symbiotic beauty apparently lost on these old people. Look at them, perusing the shelves, undressing the merchandise with their eyeballs. All ogle, no cash. It's just annoying. It's un-American. Well, I just think that the concept of chi might be a little, you know, hard for her to grasp. You know, she's not the descendant of a long line of mystical warriors. She's the descendant of a toaster oven.
Laura Knott for Anya.
I know. It's just, he keeps saying he's going and then he doesn't. And I keep almost being in charge, but then I'm not. And maybe he shouldn't be going at all. But we can't talk about that. And it all leaves me with this stress and bossiness stored up, and it just leaks out. I was being patient, but it took too long. I mean, I miss Buffy, I do. But life shouldn't just stop because she's gone. I'm sick of waiting to take over here, and I'm sick of waiting to tell everyone about us. Well then, why are you torturing me? You know, I used to punish people like this when I was a demon. I made them double-check spreadsheets for eternity.
Tabs for Anya.
I don't understand how this all happens. How we go through this. I mean, I knew her, and she's... There's just a body, and I don't understand why she can't get back in it and not be dead anymore. It's stupid. It's mortal, and it's stupid. And Xander's crying and not talking, and I was having fruit punch, and I thought, well, Joyce will never have any more fruit punch ever, and she'll never have eggs or yawn or brush her hair. Not ever. And no one will explain to me why. When Buffy first met Glory, she found that magical glowy spear that was meant to repel Glory. We have it in the basement. It might drive her back. Or hurt her. Oh, and Olaf the Troll God's enchanted hammer. You want to fight the god, use the weapon of a god.
Chris O for Warren.
Hey, she's great. You'll be real happy, I swear. She's got everything you asked for. All the extra programming, tons of real-world knowledge. Profiles you gave me about her family and friends. Ah, the stuff that you wanted. The scenario responses, you know, the special skills. Yeah, all of it. Now, you said that I could leave? Whoa, big guy, hey, let's back things up a parsec, okay? You kill us, everybody loses. You let us live, we give you...
Scott Carelli for Warren.
Ah, we got 9 high-resolution surveillance cameras hooked in, super wide-angle, infrared, auto-iris, plus 6 type of audio matrix monitoring that's filtered through a dual-quad DVS system, and a... I know that you love me, but the truth is, I can't love you. I mean, it's not your fault, but... Or, just throwing it out there, robot girlfriend, huh? For those long, lonely nights after a hard day's slaughter?
Larissa Mihovich sings.
Virgine,
mad scientist, as Fred.
It's just a smidge of vampire in you, as far as I'm concerned. But the universe has rules. I'm a great believer in rules and theorems and formulas. Hey, no! You had things you had to take care of. And it's not like I need a babysitter or... You're sticking around now, right?
Leanne, as Fred.
Not a lot. The Trionic Speech Craft Formulation Modification has to alter the dynamic reality sphere. Let's Ron predict it, Zurich in 89. Laughed him off the stage. Although the slavery and degradation's no laughing matter, it's no Craig Grade and Calamari breakfast, alright. Hi. Hey. Well, hi there. It's good to... Did you have a nice... Oh, here, let me make you some room.
Scott Carelli for Angel.
Fred, I know you spent 5 years in a place where humans could only be slaves or fugitives. I know that wasn't a picnic for you, but you're home now. You're safe. You can come out of your room. I know that it's going to take some time.
Clay Robson for Angel.
Passion. It lies in all of us. Sleeping. Waiting. And though unwanted, unbidden, it will stir, open its jaws, and howl. It speaks to us, guides us. Passion rules us all, and we obey. What other choice do we have?
Laura Knott for BuffyBot and Buffy.
I don't require oxygen to live. Thank you, but I really think we should be listening to the other Buffy Giles. She's very smart, and she's going to help us save Spike.
I didn't mean to push you away, I didn't. I couldn't let you see. Oh God, Dottie, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm scared.
Leanne for BuffyBot and Buffy.
You're right. He's evil. But you should see him naked. I mean, really. Angel's lame. His hair sticks straight up and he's bloody stupid. Oh, I'm dangerously close to systems failure. Disengage from combat, so... Oh, Willow, can service me.
Kim for BuffyBot and Buffy.
Ooh, who's there?
If we want her to be exactly, she'll never be exactly. I know the only really real Buffy is really Buffy, and she's gone who? That'll put marzipan in your pie plate, bingo!
I'm not. I have to do these things, cause when I stop, then she's really gone, and I'm trying, Dawn. I am really trying to take care of things, but I don't even know what I'm doing. Mom always knew.
Andrew Ball for Giles.
That was splendid. Now, try it again. Only this time, remember your breathing. No, that's good, but think of the breath as chi, air as a life source. Quite right. But they're all labeled and kept off the floor. Most of our more potent texts and potions are all up there. Anyone ask you about anything in that area, just come get me. Look, everything will be all right. We just need to stay here calmly. As soon as Buffy arrives, we'll feel oddly worse.
Brian Brown for Giles.
I jump out of the circle, and I jump back in it, and, I shake my gourd. Yes, once the blood is shed at a certain time and place, the fabric which separates all realities will be ripped apart. Dimensions will pour into one another with no barriers to stop them. Reality as we know it will be destroyed, and chaos will reign on Earth. Excellent. Now, do we suspect that there may be some kind of connection between Ben and Glory?
Laura Knott for Willow.
A doodle. I do doodle, you too. You do doodle too. It's safe to say that what I practice is definitely old agey.
Mad Scientist for Willow.
Besides, since when is there any us two? You two are the two who are the two. I'm the other one. I know it is. And I'm a big fan of school. You know me. I'm like, go school. It's your birthday. Or something to that effect.
Chris O for Andrew.
Hello, screen wipe, new scene. I had nothing to do with the devil dogs. I trained flying demon monkeys to attack the school play. School play, dude. And, you know, killing people, this is not why we got together in the first place.
Scott Carelli for Andrew.
Why is the Slayer here anyway? She's a student, she's a construction worker, and now she's some kind of selling stuff person?
Clay Robeson for Andrew.
And, you know, killing people. This is not why we got together in the first place. Dalton had edge. In License to Kill, he was a rogue agent. That's edgy. And he was amazing in the Living Daylights.
Jason, aka Fozzie Bear 13 for Andrew.
Well, you saw her! She's a truck-driving magic mama! We've got maybe seconds before Darth Rosenberg comes in here and grinds everybody into Jawa burgers, and not one of the bunch of you has the metachlorines to stop her.
Laura Knott for Dawn.
No, it's not that. It's just, what if Mom, what if she likes something else better? I mean, how do we know for sure? She's the one who has to be in it forever. Nobody knows who I am. Not the real me. It's like nobody cares enough to find out. I mean, does anyone ever ask me what I want to do with my life? Or what my opinion is on stuff? Or what restaurant to order in from? No. Underline. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. No one understands. No one has an older sister who's a Slayer. People wouldn't be so crazy about her if they had to live in the same house with her every single day. Everybody cares what she thinks. Just because she can do backflips and stuff. Like, that's such a crucial job skill in the real world. Plus, Mom lets her get away with everything. Your sister's saving the world. I could so save the world if somebody handed me superpowers. But I'd think of a cool name and wear a mask to protect my loved ones, which Buffy doesn't even. If this town wasn't so lame, everyone would completely know what she does. And then I bet they wouldn't even be that impressed. Because, like, killing things with wood? Ooh, scary vampires, they die from a splinter.
And Tasha for Dawn.
No. No, it's not true. No, you're a liar. She's fine.
How can I not? You haven't even cried. You've just been running around like it's been some kind of big chore or something. Cleaning up after Mom's mess. And then whoosh! All of a sudden, Glory's standing right there in front of us, all skanky and blonde and thinks she's all that just because some bumpy heads kiss her stinky feet. She does have nice feet. And she's coming right at us, and Buffy's just standing there, not even blinking, like, bring it on! And then wham! Hell bitch in orbit.
This episode is a production of Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. This episode was edited by Kim. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine. Brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Music for this episode is provided by the PodSafe Music Network. The music for this episode is Carbohydrates Are the Enemy by Rack. Solitude by K-Parks. Lounge Act by K-Parks. Vampires by Briareus. Faces in the Dark by JMK. classical Gasser by Last Chance Lance. Special thanks to Mark, the Encaffeinated One,
hey, that's me,
for lending his voice to these credits. Auditions were used with permission from the actors. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com. All characters and dialogue from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment purposes and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at BuffyBetweenTheLines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay.
Must be that shoddy gypsy craftsmanship. Jerp, jerp, jerp.
You let me, your one and only slayer. Try that again. You let me, your one and only slayer, down. And you were too proud to listen. That one sucked.
Alrighty, so here is,
And scene.
Shadow puppets.
Come on, Xander takes one for the team all the time.
Latin is hard.
And there's a train in the background, so I'm going to pause.
Sweet mother of God, what is it? We're all gonna die. That's not very British of me, is it? Quite. Let's see. We're all doomed. Right, I'll put the kettle on.